Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 18th of December, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon is reportedly looking to eliminate products from its website that it can't make money on. The items codenamed CRAP or crap are goods that Amazon has designed as can't realize a profit once shipping costs are factored in, according to the Wall Street Journal. The company is targeting items like bottled water where the weight or size is too big and the price is too low. Amazon is undertaking this endeavor now because it can't rely on its third-party sellers to pick up the slack on selection. The United States Senate Intelligence Committee has released two reports detailing the breadth of the Russian social media campaign to Saudi squad in the United States. The reports, both of which were commissioned by the committee, are based on troves of data that Facebook, Twitter, and Google handed over to the committee about the Russian campaign to influence the 2016 United States presidential election and American politics generally. Much of the data has not previously been disclosed publicly. Israel faces a shortage of tech workers with more than 50,000 open positions. The sector makes up half of the country's exports, and it has drawn more than $6 billion in VC funding in 2018, up $1 billion from last year. Now Israeli companies are opening development centers in Ukraine, the US, Russia, and India to find new workers. Apple files a patent for a system that combines Face ID and Touch ID on the same device. The filing notes facial recognition is good for authenticating a single user, while fingerprint sensors are better for multiple users. It suggests fingerprint authentication could be used as a backup if Face ID doesn't work. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.